And in regards to Washington, who should be doing this in the first place, if you're elected to Congress, you'll be in a position to make a decision. What do you think they need to do?
I think, well, they need to enforce the law. There, I actually have a couple of ideas, and I received these ideas. We talk about a border fence. And really what we get down to is it's very difficult to have a fence and have that work. But we have some low-cost, low-tech solutions. And I know it sounds crazy, but we used to have landmines. I know it sounds like a crazy thing. But if we wanted to stop, if we have an attack on the United States, a nuclear attack, and we find that they carried the nuclear weapon and the people that harmed us came across the border, and we say, we have got to secure the border, we could put landmines along the border. I know it sounds crazy. We could put up signs in 23 different languages if necessary, and we could put up, you know, some barbed wire and say, we are securing the border. If you want to cross the border, you cross legally. You cross through the areas where we have our border patrol agents, where we have the checkpoints, and so you follow the law. It doesn't take high-tech technology. It doesn't take, you know, a $3 or $4 billion fence. And the problem with the fence is they make the fence so low so the animals can jump across the fence. And so if they build the fence so low that the animals can jump across, then people can come across as well.
So you don't think that the landmine is too drastic of a way to go?
I do. Yeah. I think, but we need to, this is where we need to come with our national labs. We need to come up with a mechanism that is non-lethal, but is common sense to that level, that is a low technology method that will prevent people from breaking the law. And I'm just fearful that we've had the attack in Times Square in New York, and it was a small explosive. But there are people out in the world that want to harm us and hurt us. And I think that we need to be very careful in protecting ourselves.
Let me ask a question, being the devil's advocate a little bit. Okay, so I can see, you know, some solution that will require us to possibly put, you know, some kind of a fence with landmines on the other end. Mm-hmm. And I can see it possibly being considered for the South, but the terrorists that we had for 9/11 actually came from the North,
yes,
actually through Canada. So is that same proposal would work on both sides?
No, that wouldn't work.